bad boy, a middling, and you're a white lady.
Oh, okay. And what do you call it? Pressed meatloaf that's made from hand-drawn and hand-paced?
Well, some people call it holiday cheese. Some, spousing.
Which would you call it?
Well, we always do holiday cheese. Okay. And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of the series?
Yep.
Filling.
Okay. And how about in the middle of the peach?
Oh, about the same thing. Or pit, some people call them pit, or the seed, or a crown, or something like that.
Okay. And some people, the meat comes away from the seed pretty easily. What are those called?
Well, there's different kinds of species, isn't it?
Do you remember the name for the kind of sticks to the soup?
That's all sticky.
Okay. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Green bacon, that goes around, string beans, or snap beans, some people call them. You can, or at one time, if you can snap them, they're not shell, but if you can get over, they're called shell.
Hmm. I didn't know it was the same thing.
And, there are different kinds of beans like that. But if they get over, they begin to grind. It's a shell bean.
What are some that do need to be shelled when they're fresh?
Rubber beans. And now these string beans and snap beans, when they're real young and tender, you snap beans. I mean, you don't shell them. You just snap them up. But then as they get over, you snap the shell. And, The white ones, when they get dry, you know, they're just like lima beans you can buy in the store.
Oh.
Or you can keep them dry in the store.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that you can eat?
Well, now some call them, well, we always say turnips, but I think the regular name for them is salad.
Mm-hmm.
Like a salad, you know. Or you can put your milk cookies, tops, and bottoms to
it. You ever just call it greens?
Yes. But it's many different kinds of greens. I reckon you have to be more specific in here.
Yeah.
Mustard and collards and kale and rutabaga turnip. And there's different kinds of greens.
How do you cook them? Do you just boil them with some salt or
something? Yeah, I have to wash them good, but you know that, you know, and put the salt and seasoning, bacon or ham or whatever you need to put in it. Or you just, you don't want to put in it, you don't have to put it in it, you just put the fried meat through it.
Do you use lots of water or just enough to cover it?
Well, I always put just enough to boil.